Good morning and happy Independence Day. You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the holiday weekend is Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Mia Mance of G100. Hey, Mia.
Hi, Emily.
And of course, today is the 4th of July, and there are plenty of ways to celebrate all around the region.
So fireworks, and more fireworks. You can head down to River Street. Actually, you can head down there pretty much starting this afternoon into the night. Tons of music, food trucks, beer, and fireworks to celebrate America. And then also out on Tybee Island, there's so much actually going on in one place. So you've got the fireworks, but also the National Association of Women in the Arts are hosting the Jazz Fest on the Tybee Pier as well.
And there's also more music and celebration at Fort Stewart.
So if you were not part of the first ever Rock de Marne concert last year, which is when Fort Stewart puts on this huge concert to celebrate America and celebrate our military, and it's totally for free. How many times do you get to go to a free concert? Well, they're having Lady A, right? Rocking out on the stage tonight, and everyone's invited.
And of course, also being the 4th of July, it is the first Friday of the month.
And Starland is always up to something good. So they're having their big Starland First Friday, which allows all of the great local vendors, artists, you name it, to open up shops so we can get down there and support them.
There's also music happening on Friday night.
Yes. So there is a Keith Cozell performance at Foxy Loxy at 7 p.m. That benefits his Power and Patience show that has been at Foxy Loxy since last month. It's going to be a really exciting chance to see Keith perform. He doesn't do it as often. And then Saturday night, there's also our very dear favorite, John Waite's, coming back from Texas. He will be performing all through the weekend. But Saturday at Foxy Loxy is definitely a big deal because it's his Fire and Wine at 7 p.m.
Very nice. Earlier on Saturday, Rachel, there's also a chance to hear an artist talk.
Yes, Maggie Hayes just got done with her On View residency called Unconditional Love Will Break Down the Hierarchy of Oppression. Good name. She's giving her artist talk at Sulphur Studios that afternoon. She did a silent fast of meditation, which I don't know how she did that, so I would love to hear more about how she did those.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I'm amazed.
And not in the fasting lane, the Ghost Coast cobbler cook-off.
On the complete opposite end of the spectrum from fasting.
I was sold at cobbler, but Ghost Coast is putting on this cobbler cook-off to benefit Coastal Pet Rescue. So stuffing your face with a little bit of pie, and I mean, it's 4th of July weekend. What a better way, and helping the fur kids at the same time.
Yeah, you can feel really, really good about gorging yourself on dessert.
Yes.
It's all for rescue animals.
I'm eating for you, dogs.
That's the only reason.
And then if you want to burn off the calories that night, Young Jeezy, George's own, I mean, huge hip-hop star, he's going to be live at Club Elan. So I think actually you get smart during the daytime with the event that Rachel mentioned. You eat a lot of cobbler, and then you go to Club Elan, and you burn off as many calories as possible.
Just dance the night away.
The most diverse day you could ever have.
And I've heard tickets are almost sold out. So if you are still trying to get tickets, definitely hop on that as well.
Well, Rachel Flora of Connect Savannah and Mia Mance of G100. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.